Good afternoon, Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's 3 p.m. This program's called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto. Trailing off with some Pink Mountaintops there. That's a great song, Ambulance City. Chris Riffick ending, Parts Unknown with that there. Wanted to get my voice in between the first song that I was going to play, just because it would be a bit stark if I were to change directly to the first song I had ready. Anyhow, you're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, located on unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. This episode of The Burrow, I'm eventually going to be playing an interview that I recorded about a week and a half ago with Circuit des Yeux, which is the project of Haley Four. She's from Indiana, originally from Indiana, now lives in Chicago, Illinois. And she was in town here in Vancouver along with her band now. The project has developed a little bit, but the band that she's been playing with, they played here in Vancouver at the Cobalts on August 20th, I believe, if I remember correctly. And I recorded an interview with her over dinner, or prior to dinner arriving at a restaurant, just before her show that evening. So when I eventually get to the interview, there is, to say the least, some ambiance of being outdoors at a restaurant. Anyway, I wanted to start on a bit of a different note from what you're going to hear from Circuit des Yeux. This Saturday is another edition of Sacred Sound Club. If you have listened to my program before, you may know that I've mentioned this a couple of times. The last Sacred Sound Club, it's a dark wave electronic dance music showcase every once a month or so, that they get some artists from international artists to come here to Vancouver and play with some other electronic artists at various locations downtown. The last one was with White Visitation from Mexico City, and had him on the program as well a few weeks back. This edition is going to feature an artist from New York. But alongside that, the headliner is going to be an artist from Vancouver called Nap, N-A-P, Nap, who is on 1080p, great electronic record label here in, located, based here in Vancouver. And Nap has a self-titled record that was just released, I believe, around a month ago. I'm going to go ahead and start the show off today with a track called Contra 3 from Nap. And then we're going to hear some Minimal Violence, which is the project of Ashley Luck, who and Lita Paluk, who help coordinate Sacred Sound Club. And they have a new tape out called Heavy Slave, their debut full length. So, some dark dance music to start things off before we get into our noisy folk edition of The Burrow with Circuit des Yeux. I will be back before then to chat and get everybody prepared. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Nap. Thank you. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are listening to a song called Images with Restraint by Minimal Violence, a duo from here in Vancouver. Ashley Luck and Lita Palak, who are two of the organizers of Sacred Sound Club, which I was mentioning, has their fourth edition this Saturday. The headliner for that is Person of Interest, electronic artist out of New York. Also kicked off the show with a track called Contra 3 by Knapp, a Vancouver producer on the label 1080p. Minimal Violence, their new record or tape is called Heavy Slave, and it was put out by Gennaro. Gennaro and 1080p, two great labels, go-tos for your electro needs here in Vancouver, your machine music. But it is high time to shift to the main focus of this week's episode. As I mentioned earlier, did an interview with Haley Four, who is the woman behind Circuit des Yeux, originally out of Indiana, now based out of Chicago. Newest record is called In Plain Speech. It's out on Thrill Jockey. Thrill Jockey on a bit of a roll here in 2015. In Plain Speech belongs in its highlight reel of this year. That also includes the artwork by Liturgy and the collaboration between The Body and Thou, You Whom I Have Always Hated. Some highlight records coming out of Thrill Jockey this calendar year. In Plain Speech, one of those. I'm going to go ahead and play the closing track of that album called In the Late Afternoon by Circuit des Yeux. And on the other side of some, I'm imagining some messages after the song. On the other side of that, it will jump right into the interview. And as I mentioned before, some outdoor restaurant ambiance. Some laughing children, some waiters and waitresses, and general human static of other conversations going on outside of the one between myself and Haley. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM, The Burrow, and this song is In the Late Afternoon by Circuit des Yeux. Thank you.
The 13th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival lasts from September 3rd to September 13th. The festival is bringing more than 50 films from 14 different countries to Vancouver. This year, Mexico is the festival's guest country, and a special selection of Mexican films will be presented at the event. Don't miss being a part of the largest Latin American Film Festival in Canada. For more information, visit vlaff.org.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
...of the Cobalt, where tonight, from Indiana, Circuit Desu is going to be playing. I'm going to mess that up, so you're going to need to correct me on the name. But how are you doing? You want to introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, Haley Ford from Circuit Desu. You've got it correct.
I just feel like with foreign names, a lot of times my go-to is just to make certain letters silent that might not be silent in English, and then it sounds more foreign. It sounds like you're doing it correctly. But you actually have to pronounce the S in Circuit Desu. I got a minor French lesson before this. And with consonants, you need to do that. Do you know French? Is that why?
No.
Spur of the moment name.
Something like that.
So how are you? Coming from, well, Indiana originally, but on a tour, has it brought you across the country before getting here to Vancouver?
Yeah, I live in Chicago now, and we're on a 3.5-week tour, so we're about 2/3 in right now.
And how is Canadian hospitality treating you so far?
We've been here for about 5 hours, and so far so great. We've got like a bottle of Bullet whiskey and veggies and hummus backstage and a sound check, so it's anything you could ask for.
Yeah. So living in Chicago now, originally from Indiana, though, I'm correct about that? Yes.
Yeah. I lived in Indiana until I was about 20 years old. Or sorry, 23 years old. And then I moved to Chicago 3 years ago.
What's happening in Indiana nowadays that people might need to know about?
In Indiana? There's some pretty cool stuff. There's a record store in Bloomington called Landlocked Records that has pretty much the cheapest price on all new records. There's also like a collective label and studio called Magnetic South from Bloomington that's great. There's a band from Lafayette called Doberman. The Spot is a really great place in Lafayette, my hometown, to play. Indianapolis has a great art collective going on, and Fountain Square. Yeah, it's quiet, but there are like local projects and things happening under the surface.
That's good. Other than that, is it basketball town in Indiana?
Yeah, or just sports in general. I don't know. Yeah. The music scene, like when I was in Lafayette, was about 15 to 20 people strong. So, yeah, it's like 1,000 times over for sports.
To the music, project started as more of a solo project, and now it's evolved. Do you want to maybe touch on that and how the band has grown around what you were doing originally?
Yeah, I mean, basically I just needed to reach out and try to expand my musicianship. I've been playing a lot by myself for a long time, so bringing people into the mix has really taught me a lot about expanding my skills as a musician. And everyone that is on the record is playing with me on this tour. And I met them through the Chicago music scene. I just was fans of their music and went to shows. And we all have a repertoire of being friends prior to recording together. So it's worked out really nicely.
And the newest record, In Plain Speech, is out on Thrill Jockey. How has that been? Has that been a... It's the first one on Thrill Jockey, yes? Or, and how's that been? Is that a good experience so far?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, they're really supportive and they're local, which is a huge deal. They come out to my shows, they put on my records, they run everything by me. I don't know. It's been... like, there's a lot more going on with me since the signing, but it's nice to have a home base and people to, like, take care of you, and I'm able to focus more on being a musician than, like, trying to distribute my record and all that other stuff that they do for me.
When listening to the music, I think there are certain obvious... I don't want to use the word obvious. Influences that come to mind that, for example, Nico, but that is because of the vocal styles. I wanted to maybe ask some surprising influences that people wouldn't realize that you listen to, or maybe guilty pleasures that you have that influence what you do as an artist.
Sure. I mean, I actually haven't listened to Nico until, like, very, very recently. So, I mean, when people say that I sound like things, it's actually more indicative of, like, their frame of reference and what I'm listening to. I don't really, like, sit around listening to Nico or Scott Walker or any of these other singer-songwriters that people think I'm embodying. But, yeah, I don't know. What am I listening to right now? Josh Abrams, Natural Information Society. He's a Chicago guy, and he's amazing. He plays, like, the Jimbri bass, I think it's called. I don't know. And his wife does all his artwork, and she plays a pot. Someone else plays a pan. Our friend Ben Boy plays auto harp. It's beautiful stuff.
On the new record, there's a song, Story of This World, that for some reason, when I first listened to it, the song that always comes to mind that I reference when I listen to it is David Bowie's Wild-Eyed Boy from Free Cloud. Are you aware of the song? Do you know?
No, which album is it on?
It's on Space Oddity.
Oh, it is? Okay, then yeah, I'm familiar with it. I just don't recognize the title. Can you sing it for me?
Well, it's a tale of a boy who and a hangman, and they have a hanging or something.
Sure, sure.
And then he flies off a mountain.
That song? Or no?
I'm sure it's along those lines. If we were to listen to it. It's like the wild-eyed boy imprisoned beneath the covered wooden shack. And then there's a build-up and a crescendo where it's like, if I could be really me, really you, and something else like that. This probably isn't ringing a bell.
Okay, well, what about it?
It's the atmosphere of the song. So it seems like this, when I listen to Story of This World, I feel like it's this countryside, as an ancient countryside ballad, in a sense. And you talk about, like, a battle that's going on and horses and stuff. So I see someone sitting, like, a bard sitting on a hillside writing this song and then singing it to him or herself.
I think that's a beautiful interpretation. I like it. Yeah. It comes from an old English proverb. I didn't write the lyrics. So they certainly are centuries old. But, yeah, I enjoy your interpretation. I like that.
Solemn-faced, the village settles down, undetected by the stars. And the hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep. And the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy imprisoned beneath the covered wooden shaft. Folds the rope into its bag, blows his pipe of smolders, blanket smoke into the room. And the day will end for some month. As the night begins for one. Staring
solitary sound. From the mountain called Free Cloud, where the eagle dare not fly, and the patience in his sight gives no indication for the townsman to decide. So the village dreadful yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the darker. Oh, it's the madness in his eyes as he breaks the night to cry, it's really me.
No, it's a chayote. It's in the squash family, and it's kind of like used in traditional cuisine from Mexico City. I live in Little Village in Chicago, which is predominantly families from Mexico City, and the local grocery store has those for sale. And the way you prepare them is you kind of splice them open and like boil them down and use them as a base for like a stew. I'm like the beginning of gentrification, let's be real about it. But I know my neighbors and everyone's really friendly. I love it, and I just like the texture and I'm presenting something to the audience or to the listener. Like, it's an opening of conversation. It's a gift. It's like a, you know, an invitation.
And it seems like the imagery of yourself on a lot of the album artwork is always kind of distant or hidden, in a sense, like your face is always hidden. Is that intentional? Is that something you seek to do? Or
I like hate getting my photo taken, and I hate like being on stage with a bunch of lights. It's just what I feel most comfortable, and I want the music to supersede myself. It's like a larger embodiment of what I'm supposed to be doing. So yeah, I'd like to cut my own imagery out of it. And it's really hard, I feel like, for women and being a singer-songwriter. It's like everyone's go-to is to like plaster your face on everything. And I understand, like, maybe people want like a narrative to go along with the music, but I think that I easily provide enough stimulation and shit around my music that I'd like to cut Yeah, I'd like it to be. I like it to be more universal. There's obviously it's obviously personal, but.
Well, a lot of times the most intensely personal things are what becomes universal, because then it's something that everybody can realize in themselves.
I agree.
There's a video you made for Do the Dishes that is a bit striking, I guess. And I would imagine a lot of people have asked you about this video, but did you maybe want to touch upon it and tell about how the idea for the video came about?
Yeah. Basically, I had an idea, and Thrill Jockey had slated a different song to be kind of like this video thing. And I had an idea, and I immediately was afraid of it, and I had to ask myself, why am I uncomfortable and afraid to do something so, like, there's nothing wrong with a female body, and there's nothing wrong with nudity, and I think presented in a specific context can be really profound and beautiful. And the fact that I was, like, so, my reaction was so quick and negative, I decided that I had to do it. And Thrill Jockey, like, was totally behind me 100% and switched out the single, changed everything. And the fact that people ask me about it is a good thing. It perpetuates conversation. And I don't know, like, I just like the idea of provoking. So I don't know. People have been really open-minded about it, and it's been really great. I think it's a beautiful piece of art. And it, yeah, it goes back to, like, superseding my own self. I was trying to be a representative for half the population on Earth, not, like, me.
Right. The music in general, it is a balance between, I don't know, folk influences, I guess, but then kind of noise music. And then the earlier albums you put out, maybe this is just a product of it being you on your own, but they're very abstract in a sense, and sounds like it's in a quiet room by yourself. Is that a balance that you find you have to work at keeping together and keeping not too stark of a shift between some of your styles of songs, or is it something that's happened naturally that it's become more of a folk singer-songwriter in a sense style?
I think I'm just interested in construction right now rather than destruction, and I don't know if that will forever be the case. I'm just following my muse. I mean, there's definitely like a fidelity and like a film to my early records that I could probably never reproduce, just because I've learned how to properly record, and I have more, I mean, for me they're considered higher standards, maybe just more detail when it comes to recording. I used to just do like one take on my four track, and you know, that's how I learned how to record, through recording myself. So it's just a progression, you know. I'm going to constantly be changing.
Is there music you're working on now for a follow-up, or any side projects maybe that you're thinking of?
Yeah, I've got this really exciting secret project right now, and I'm going to mix it when I get back from tour in September. And it's unlike anything I've ever done, and a lot of people have told me it's a terrible idea, so I'm really excited.
So that means it should be a great idea.
Yeah. It's going to be, yeah. People are going to love it or hate it. I'm excited.
Is there, you know, rap influences involved? Are you switching it all up?
Rap influences? There's definitely, like, more rhythmic influences, but that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. And this is your first, and is it only stop in Canada on this tour? Have you been to Canada in the past?
I have twice. I was actually just here in July, and that was with a duo. As a duo, we didn't play Vancouver either, and I played Levitation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Recently. So, yeah, I guess I've been in Canada quite a bit this year, three times in 1 year, and it's only halfway over.
I need to ask about Levitation. There is some controversy in the city about that festival, not the artists themselves.
I heard that there was, like, another festival going on that's more, local-based.
Yeah, it's a DIY kind of local Vancouver festival that's annual called Music Waste. And Levitation was the first year, and they happened to put it on the same weekend. But how did the festival go? It was in Stanley Park, I think. How was the atmosphere there? It seemed...
I don't have any recollection. I wasn't even... I was like the... I don't know. I flew in and got there 5 minutes before I was supposed to play. I played, and then I ran across the street and ate, and then I had to catch a flight at 5 a.m. So I didn't see anything. I had no idea how it... But I did hear... I mean, I think that's important that, like, as someone who never comes to Vancouver, I got wind of what was going on. So, yeah, festival, I don't know. I hope that the local festival continues. Levitation was an interesting experience. It wasn't a bad experience, so maybe they can both coexist. But I certainly hope that the local one doesn't, piddle out or, like, somehow become extinct because of, like, someone who has no idea what's going on here and happens to have money to fund a festival.
Has the travel been primarily on the road?
Yeah. For this tour, it's all... We rented a really nice van from Joan of Arc, which is this band from Chicago, and it's so nice. It's really luxurious, so we're all very comfortable driving on this tour.
Okay.
I do a lot of fly-ins, which is really stressful, but this has been smooth sailing.
Any good road stories or show stories on the way thus far?
Marfa, Texas is an amazing place and everyone should
Marfa?
Visit. Marfa, Texas. M-A-R-F-A. And it's tiny, tiny town, but it has the most visibility of the stars anywhere really in America. And we played at this place called El Cosmico, and I met a real cowboy. He was camping out there, and yeah, it was just lovely. It brought me back, and Texas is a really crazy place. They want to secede from the United States, so they have a lot of culture that is just like prominent in that area. And I'd never really gone through. I met someone who struck oil in their front yard.
Okay.
Seems really biblical and kind of out of date, but it's real. Texas is its own beast, so. It was a crazy show. It was great. It's beautiful.
Well, that could be the basis for an album right there. Just this person's story of striking oil.
Yeah, it might have a cowboy theme. I don't know. That might be a hint.
And so heading down the West Coast after this to finish things off, is that the idea?
Yeah, we're going through Seattle and then going back through Omaha, Boise, Idaho, Minneapolis, Iowa City, they're proper Midwest towns, which is where I'm from. So I'm looking forward to going back to known territory for me.
As an ass, do you feel like you relate to that, the Midwest sensibilities, and maybe what you feel that is, as opposed to here in Vancouver, West Coast vibes?
100%. I recognize the regional cultural differences. It's pretty wild. But I feel most at home in the Midwest, but I appreciate the openness of the West Coast as well. Everyone's very nice and supportive.
That's good. Is there anybody that you needed to shout out or some names you wanted to get out to any listeners that people should be aware of, either musically, artistically, that is maybe happening in the Midwest?
I'm going to pick one person, and his name's Matthew Schneider. His project's called Moon Bros, and he has a record coming out on Western Vinyl next year. And he's my neighbor and confidant, and he's just the best guitar player I've ever heard. And I know a lot of great guitar players, so check him out.
All right. Any surprises lined up for the show tonight?
Always.
And then lastly, if I were to round out a radio program with this interview on it with music, you can choose anything, any song or two songs that you'd want to finish the show with.
Do Neil Young's Razor Love. I love that song.
Neil Young's Razor Love. What album is that on?
It's called Silver and Gold. It's not a very good album, but it's a great track.
Yeah. He goes through phases, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Hits and misses.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to sit down with me here at the Union. Good luck with the show tonight and with the rest of the tour.
Thanks.
about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a little bit of soul with your host, Jade Park. Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Alrighty, you are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, The Borough. My name is Andy Resto, and if you have been tuned in, if in fact you have been tuned in, you just heard the conclusion of an interview that I did with Haley Four, a.k.a. Circuit des U, from Indiana, well, living in Chicago, from Chi-Town, who was here in town a couple weeks ago. Thanks again to Haley for sitting down with me and ripping out an interview before dinner in Chinatown. In Plain Speech, very good record. Suggest you check it out. You could also go on to her Bandcamp page and find some of her older music, which is, as she was mentioning, used to be more of a solo project and is a bit gloomier, or not really gloomy, but just darker and, you know, soundscapes. Soundscapes, that's what I'll say. Bedroom cave soundscapes. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and jump into a couple of artists that she mentioned during the interview. At the end there, she mentioned a friend of hers from Chicago named Matthew Schneider, and he has a project called Moon Bros. And I went ahead and looked this up. It is some nice guitar work. Frijo Lilo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Frijo Lilo. Frijollo is his album name. And I'm going to play the song called OTR. And after that, we will get into Neil Young, as was requested by Haley. So stay tuned to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
your old man became fascinated with his own plan. Turn you loose, your mama too. There wasn't a thing that you could do. Cuts clean through. All I got for you is a razor love. Cuts clean through.
you say.
Was a nice one indeed. Razor Love by Neil Young off of Silver and Gold. Not exactly sure when that record came out, but it looks like it might have been in the 21st century. Neil Young, my personal favorite record, On the Beach. Not sure who of you out there may or may not agree with me, but that's what I feel is the tightest, cleanest, most sophisticated Neil Young record out there. Anyhow, thanks again to Haley Four of Circuit Des U for sitting down with me and doing the interview. And that one goes out to her, I guess. Go check out In Plain Speech out on Thrill Jockey now. All right. So wrapping up here on the Burrow, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for listening. Next week, don't have anything special lined up next week. My next guest should be in 2 weeks' time. Again, would be a pre-recorded interview similar to today. One that I am more than a little bit excited about. Shilpa Ray, coming from Brooklyn, is touring, coming to Vancouver on September 17th. Right now, I'm scheduled to have an interview with Shilpa Ray before she's in town here in Vancouver. So in 2 weeks' time, I should have something ready. She's also going to be coming here to UBC to play on September 18th in the afternoon, part of our Live at Lunch series, which starts next week. Insanely enough, school, yes, this is a university, it is a school, is starting next week. And I can only imagine what is going to happen now in this new space. Looking, turning to my right, looking out the window at gawking young faces pressed to the window, to the screen, and in awe at seeing the voice that they so treasure in the flesh. Anyhow, so that's going to be a bit insane. We are, as I said, doing a Live at Lunch series, which we do every year. It should be good. This Sunday as well, Labor Day weekend, Victory Square Block Party. Hope to see many of you out there. We're going to be live broadcasting it. Come say hi. I will be helping run the live broadcast, probably wandering around somewhat aimlessly. It'd be nice, actually, if I was wandering around aimlessly. I wouldn't be too busy. But it should be a very good show, as usual, as long as the weather holds out. Other Jesus, Woolworm, Ramsey, etc. Many artists playing many different genres all day. Sunday, September 6th. Stay tuned. Just found out today, very nice, Jade, who is the host of Little Bit of Soul, has returned from Toronto to start school in a week. And so she's going to be coming back into the 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. time slot, which has been vacated over the last month or so. So Little Bit of Soul is going to start up again next week. At just about this time at 4 p.m. So tune in next week for that. That's just about all I have to say. I'm going to leave you with the new a new track from Hagface from Calgary, just because I really like it. Their new album is called R.I.P. Fern Gully is the song. A bit of a twist to the softer music that has been happening. The Razor Love by Neil Young was nice and smooth. This is telling you all, get out of here. Get out of here now. And then afterwards, I'm probably going to play some Shilpa Ray. So stay tuned for the next two tracks. Thank you for listening to Spin the Barrel on CITR 101.9 FM. See you in a week.
I'm all I ever do, all I ever do is calm down. Watch my